1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Just ask Dr. Justin.
And for our final one of the year, you join us in studio again, mate.
Yes, I'm back, but then we'll have a little break.
Yeah, the busy time of the year. But
it
before we lose you completely, up next, I want to ask you about young kids. If you've got young kids, are the young kids leading them astray? Because we've got a question in about that, a little bit of a bad influence.
Yeah, good, healthy mischief.
Lots of naughty little kids, and you never want your kid to be the naughty kid. But right now, we've got a question that somebody has sent in on hit.com.au. It says, I have recently noticed myself not wanting to go out to events or smaller things such as dinners, etc. I would rather stay at home alone or try and convince someone to come and join me. Do I have anxiety? I never used to struggle with this, but in the last 6 months, I've been too nervous to go out unless it is to work or the shops. I'm 26 and I have not struggled with this before.
Okay. Well, right up until the last sentence, I thought, well, maybe you're just an introvert. So introverts aren't necessarily shy. Introverts can be really outgoing, but they need to go away from people to recharge and get their energy back.
Yeah.
Whereas extroverts get their energy from being around other people. Mm-hmm. But then, the listener, you said that you're too nervous to go out. That makes me think that maybe you're developing something along the lines of social anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So the three parts to and anxiety, yes, you have anxiety because Jesse has anxiety. Sean has anxiety. Mm. Everybody has anxiety. It's a normal
spectrum,
part
right?
of the emotional experience.
Okay, yeah.
So think of anxiety as your behavioral immune system. It stops you from doing stupid things, like saying silly things to your wife or stepping in front of buses.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it keeps you out of trouble.
Yeah.
Just like your immune system does. And you don't notice it until you get hay fever.
Right.
When your immune system starts firing off at things that it doesn't need to.
Yeah.
So an anxiety disorder is when your anxiety system, your alarm, is going off when it doesn't need to, when you're not in actual danger or it's keeping you from doing things you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so the three parts to that is how your body's feeling, so whether or not you're having the fight, flight, or freeze.
Yeah.
So the adrenaline, butterflies, some physical symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
There's cognitive anxiety, and that's anxiety about the way you're thinking. Like, what if I don't find anybody to talk to and I wind up looking like a fifth wheel and saying all these scary things in your head? And then there's doing anxious things, like avoiding things that make you feel a little bit nervous, like maybe not going to a party you'd like to because it just feels better and you don't feel anxious.
Okay.
So listener, the best thing I could tell you is if you're feeling anxious, that really anxiety is nothing to be afraid of. It doesn't mean you're in danger. And you'll probably find that if you start going out a bit more and going with trusted friends, be honest with them. Tell them, I'm just a bit nervous going out these days. And they'll probably tell you about times they felt the same way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you're really getting stuck, do go see a psychologist. Mm-hmm. And it's something that can be nipped in the bud.
All right. Well, let's move on. Up next, I want to talk about this, kids leading other kids astray, because I think
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
A little bit. Where do I sign up?
We'll do it up next.
It's the Jesse and Jules with Sian catch-up on Hit FM.
Just ask Dr. Justin.
And for the final time this year, he is joining us in studio,
Dr.
Justin.
Oh, I'm going to miss you guys.
Yeah. We're going to miss you on the way into Christmas, I was going to say. Everyone's going, needing all the help that they can get to go through
going crazy
the silly
Christmas
season.
Shopping.
Yeah, no, you're on your own, kids. I don't know what I can get.
Hey, question we got in at hit.com.au. I believe that one of my son's friends is leading him astray. My son's 8. He's only ever naughty when he's around this other kid and is getting in trouble at school because of him. I don't want to talk to his mum because she's really nice and I don't want to offend her. Is there anything I can do?
Wow. I'm looking at Sian and Jesse looking at me, and I'm just wondering, I reckon Jesse would have been the guy that would have done the right thing mostly at school. Would Sian have she'd been?
Oh, do you reckon?
I reckon she'd have led Jesse astray.
Sian would have been a bad kid, I reckon.
I was such a good kid. You can ask my mum, ask any of my teachers. I hated the thought of getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Or anything. I was a good kid.
I was probably borderline, but I hit it really well.
Yeah, because
my parents found out.
I think I talked a big game. I talked a very big game to my friends, like, oh, I hate that teacher.
You play both
and
sides
then I'd
of the
see
fence.
Her, I'd say, good morning, Mrs. Fresh.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got to admit, I was probably talked a big game, pretty gutless when it came
exactly.
to it.
So how do you deal with this? Because I know there's a bit of politics that go with parents and stuff at school.
Yeah, look, there's two things here. One is looking at what to do about your child's behavior, and second secondly, this is a bit about having hard conversations with people.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And I think that we just have to be brave and sit down. And when we have a hard conversation with somebody, certainly just start with just the facts of what you're seeing, the impact that's having, and what would you like that person to do? What are you asking of them?
Yeah.
And then listen hard and understand the other person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this doesn't have to be a big falling out. Secondly, though, are you sure that your child's only ever naughty when there's another child involved?
Because I feel like that's a really easy trap to fall into, is like, well, your kid's definitely the problem.
Yeah.
When in reality...
Well, in reality, that's totally developmentally appropriate for a child to experiment with poor behaviour or being a bit rebellious. So, you know, that's healthy.
Yeah.
And it might be that they're egging each other on a little bit. So I'd be interested in what your child's friend's mum, what her perspective is.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you know, we often think then that terminating the friendship or keeping them apart is the best remedy. But in actual fact, it might be that buying into the friendship, organising some play dates, seeing how these kids interact and helping them develop their friendship in a healthy way. How are you helping your friend stay out of trouble? Because ultimately, your son... is responsible for his choices.
Mm-hmm.
You ever remember what teachers say? Well, if he told you to jump off a cliff,
In other that words, you're sick. I love that guy. But that's actually a really interesting thought to put them together and then go, okay, because if you can develop a good relationship with the other parent,
coach the friendship.
Then you can develop the kids together without them even knowing.
Absolutely, you know, so you can talk about, you know, what, did you help your friend make a good choice there? Are you really being a good mate there or what, you know?
I like that.
And so sometimes we want to stop a child's behaviour or relationship because we see it might be headed for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But another way is to, buy in and provide some coaching and support, you know.
But you got to get the other parent on side, don't you?
Well, that's, you know, to say, look, why don't we organise some play dates might be an easier way than, hey, your kid is responsible for my behaviour.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well,
I mean, we always say you can go and submit your questions to drjustin@hit.com.au, but you will have to wait until next year to have them answered.
Yeah.
Or you can just... give us a call and come on down.
Yeah, that's true. You can go and see Dr. Justin at Nudge Psychology and get the one-on-one help as opposed to these little bite-sized pieces we've had. But thank you for everything this year, Dr. Justin. Really appreciate it.
We've had a blast. Thank you for having me. And we might see you again in the future.
Yay. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.